And in this presentation, I will talk about fielding, especially about what fielding is and why we young Japanese field linguists need fielding and the benefits of fielding. The term fielding was coined by Nakayama-san using field linguistics and field members and combining them together to form a term similar to earthling. This is an online linguistics community for young researchers studying descriptive linguistics and language documentation in Japan. In other words, Fieldling is like a social network service similar to MySpace for young Japanese field linguists. We usually communicate each other on the internet, but sometimes we hold offline workshops to meet. The website was established in February 2005 and about 80 young field linguists and some advisory members of staff are currently involved in organizing the community. Most fielding members are graduate school students and postdoctoral fellows in various universities, such as the University of Tokyo, here, or Kyoto University, or Tokyo University for Foreign Studies, and so on. I was a graduate school student of Hokkaido University. Fieldling has no supervisors or teachers. It is a communication space for and by young field linguists. As Nakayama-san mentioned, we can say that it is like a potluck party. All the members of Fieldling are encouraged to showcase their skills and provide their own information. And organize workshops and research projects and put forth any queries. Then, why do we need such a community? As Nagai-san mentioned, we need this community because we lack graduate programs that offer systematic training in field linguistics and academic infrastructure which can help young field linguists. To be precise, we have no opportunity to learn fieldwork methodologies. Therefore, many questions with regards to fieldwork remain unanswered, such as where to go, or how to meet native speakers, or what or how to ask our consultant, how much to pay for them, how to record sound materials, or how to transcribe sound materials with grammatical gloss, or how to get a research grant, and so on. But who do we turn to answer these questions? In my case, for example, I could consult with only four people. These included my supervisor and three colleagues at the Graduate School of Hokkaido University. Only four people. If I could have participated in various conferences, I might have had some opportunities to consult with other people. However, Hokkaido is rather far from Tokyo or Kyoto, and therefore I couldn't participate as often as I wanted to. Furthermore, there had been almost no interaction among universities. We had no chance to consult with junior researchers in other universities. And we didn't know how the young field linguists in other universities conducted their field work. In such a situation, we were eager to communicate and share information with each other. However, we had no medium to do so, and needed to build such a medium on our own. However, a major problem that we faced was with regard to the fact that graduate students and postdocs are spread over various parts of Japan, and we can't meet very often. Hence, to solve this problem, we needed a website to facilitate online communication. Consequently, we launched the Feedlink community site and a wiki-based website. The community site has a bulletin board system for members that is used for enjoying online interactions. A wiki-based website named Whiteboard is used for sharing skills and information. In addition, we also launched a mailing list for further information. This is a screenshot of the community site named Feedlink community site. In this site, we can share various information with regard to how we meet our consultants, the tools we use in our field work, the kind of souvenirs we give away, what we like or dislike in our field, the mistakes we make, or how we access our field, and so on. Moreover, although this information, such information can be given only by chatting with each other and never from linguistics programs in universities. Moreover, although this information may seem insignificant, it is important for us to be able to establish a rapport. Every conversation, including details such as hitchhiking on a motor road or relieving oneself outside in minus 40 degrees, this is my case, is enjoyable and not only surprises us, but also makes us feel sympathetic toward each other. For me, this communication helped me make a lot of friends with whom I could consult. As I mentioned earlier, before becoming a member of Feedlink, I knew only a few young field linguists who were in the same university or studied some of the related languages. Moreover, my exposure to a wide variety of languages was limited. After joining Feedlink, I made a lot of friends from other universities who were studying various languages at various places. This is the best advantage of the community site for me. On another site, the Whiteboard within Feedlink is used to share information and skills. We can provide and receive information on workshops or descriptive linguistics and language documentation on topics such as data processing and data management, which Nagayama-san and Sasahara-san will comment on, and generalize grammatical terms and abbreviations as Ebata-san will present on the Whiteboard. We can also pre-read members' papers before the presentation on this site. This Whiteboard is a wiki-based website. Such a style enables us to easily upload and store information in real time on our skills and other information that we gain through offline meetings. Other members who are unable to attend the meeting can also access the contents. I'd like to display the page of pre-reading papers as an example. On this page, members can upload their own papers here before the presentation. When someone uploads the paper, others can read and comment on it. These are comments. In fact, it also helps the presenter realize some of his errors and proves to be beneficial for the readers who are unable to participate in the conference. As I have mentioned above, Feedlink members are encouraged to provide and acquire skills and information. In fact, when I get useful information from other members, I also provide further information and skills. Let's share information and skills. FieldLink is based on such a cooperative system. This is why we call this community as a potluck party. If we had a supervisor or teacher in this community, we would probably not even give any information, but only receive it. I believe that this cooperation methodology enables us to sustain the sharing and an interactive system across universities. In this manner, we created an infrastructure for young Japanese field linguists. However, there are still a few underlying problems. First, active participation is still limited. We should encourage each other to cooperate. Another problem with regard to international collaboration is that we cannot share skills and information with foreign junior researchers, since the FieldLink community site and whiteboard are all in Japanese. In order to sustain our community and collaborate with foreign researchers, we must launch our new website in English. If you are interested in this field, do try to form such a community in your country. I think you must feel fun to create a new community on your own. And please enjoy your potluck party. If you have your potluck party, please tell us. We will join you soon. We think this is the best way to collaborate. I want to repeat, enjoy your potluck party. Thank you for your kind attention.